The black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner. The American, they're making crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you. They're zombies.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News on the Armageddon Records Network. And now here's your host.
What's good, guys? President Zen1 here for Black Helicopter News, and this is episode number 85, and today is Thursday, June 29th, 2017. For first-time listeners, Black Helicopter News is a lighthearted podcast where we discuss pop culture, the paranormal, as well as strange, odd, and unusual news stories. On today's episode, we're going to be checking out what's making headlines, such as Rob Lowe says he was almost killed by Bigfoot, Scottish couple offers generous salary to nanny, but there's a catch. And later on, we have a special report. Did Caltech researchers just find Planet X? So all that and much more coming up next. But before we get started, I want to make a few announcements and say a couple things. I want to apologize for the delay in episodes. It has been a two-month hiatus. There are various reasons behind that that I'm not going to get into right now. I would like to say the hiatus is over, and we're going full steam ahead for the rest of the summer. Next, I want to shout out and salute Andy Malafrina, host of the Dope Show podcast. Check out his Facebook page, subscribe to the pod on Stitcher and iTunes, check out his YouTube page. I think you will enjoy it. Check it out. Moving on, a new format. I'm just going to try to be kinder and gentler, more family friendly, less commercials, more episodes, and going to work on a set schedule. All right.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world, you will hear it here on WBHN New Jersey. You're listening to Black Helicopter News, hosted by Andrew Robinson. Here's what's in the news.
Rob Lowe says he was almost killed by Bigfoot. Hollywood actor Rob Lowe has claimed that an encounter with the legendary beast Bigfoot almost cost him his life. According to the 53-year-old star, he came face-to-face with Sasquatch while filming his new paranormal reality series entitled The Lowe Files. Here's a quote. "We had an incredible encounter with what locals call the wood ape, a.k.a. Sasquatch," he said of the alleged brush with the mythical animal, whose existence is yet to be confirmed despite countless supposed sightings. The Lowe Files is a docuseries that'll see the star and his two sons investigate paranormal occurrences, with the encounter with Bigfoot as the most disturbing. Here's another quote. "We're 100 miles from the nearest town, and we spent 45 minutes on the most rugged, brutal mountain trails. It's 1 in the morning, and there's a lot of serious former military men with loaded weapons. Then something starts approaching our camps that's defying their orders to stop and their warnings that they were armed." If you want to read more, check it out on Black Helicopter News on Facebook. What do you think about this story? Next, Scottish couple offers generous salary to nanny, but there is a catch. This is on news.com.au. If it sounds like it's too good to be true, it probably is. Scottish couple is offering a generous yearly salary of $84,000 to their new live-in nanny, but there's a seriously creepy catch. The job sounds like it could be the next sequel of The Conjuring. The pair posted an ad looking for an au pair who could look after the children, clean their home, which is actually haunted. So much so, they've gone through 5 au pairs in the last year alone. In an ad posted on a website, a popular website in the UK, for finding nannies. The couple said, along with the $84K a year, they'll chuck in a room with a private kitchen and 28 paid days off a year. It sounds pretty good until they reveal the reason for these perks. Here's a quote. We have lived in our home for 10 years. We were told it was haunted when we bought it, but we kept an open mind and decided to buy the house regardless, the ad said. Five nannies had left the role in the last year, each citing supernatural incidents as the reason, including strange noises, broken glass, and furniture moving. This has been a period of great upheaval for our children. We haven't personally experienced any supernatural happenings, as they've been reported only while we've been out of the house. But we are happy to pay above the asking rate and feel it's important to be as upfront as possible to find the right person. The couple lives in a small village in the Scottish borders and have two children, ages 5 and 7. They describe their property as love, spacious, historic, and in a remote spot with spectacular views. Other than dealing with the paranormal, the nannies required to prepare breakfasts and other mundane tasks that you would associate with that. So the site that they posted this ad on told the BBC they were stunned when they saw the ad. Some of the guys at HQ were skeptical. They spoke with the family, their previous employees, and they realized it was a genuine position. They have hundreds of thousands of providers on that site, and they're hoping that one of them would be happy to help them. Here's a quote. We've had some weird and wonderful families find childcare providers through the site. However, I think this is probably the most interesting story we've heard. The family has assured us no harm has come to anyone living in the house. However, the nanny will have to have a strong disposition. Geez, I'll say. What do you guys think? I don't know. For $84,000, $85,000 a year? I think I would stick it out a year at least.
You're listening to Black Helicopter News. This is a special report.
Did Caltech researchers just find Planet X? This I found on midnightinadesert.com. The article posted by Caltech was almost breathless. Caltech researchers have found evidence of a giant planet tracing a bizarre, highly elongated orbit in the outer solar system. A giant planet in a highly elongated orbit. That's exactly what the fabled Planet X was supposed to be. Nibiru, as the ancient Sumerians called it. Home of a race of aliens, the Anunnaki, that came here and genetically modified our ancestors. The planet described in those texts is giant and only comes near Earth about every 3,600 years, every 3,600 years, because of its bizarre, highly elongated orbit. This is exciting news, unless you fear the Anunnaki's return, unless you fear a race of giants and reptilians coming back to Earth. If you fear that, I don't know if that's exciting news. But I digress. The story is passed down from the Sumerians, who lived in what is modern-day Iraq, is thousands of years old. We're talking about writing so ancient that paper hadn't been invented yet. It was all on clay tablets, recorded even before the first pyramid sprang up on the Giza Plateau in Egypt. Yet the story is eerie because of what it suggests as you read it. You cannot help but realize that it sounds like a person from eons ago attempting to describe visitors from space. The first humans were created by combining the genetic material from the Anunnaki with that of the human beings they found in Sumeria. The resulting offspring were forced to mine gold, which the Anunnaki apparently needed desperately, but didn't want to mine for themselves. I really don't know what to say about that, folks. I think there is a strong possibility that this could be legit, and if so, just I pray for humanity if so. Living life like it's golden. So what do you think about any of the things we talked about today? Let me know in the comment box. Also, check us out on Facebook, Black Helicopter News, and on Twitter at PresidentZen1. So until then, signing off. Thanks for listening.
Helicopter podcast recently, Black Helicopter News to be more specific, really dope podcast, dude. Great interview, man. He clearly did his research on me, I guess, and was just asking great questions. I had a lot of fun doing that. But yeah, Black Helicopter News, I was gonna do, you can go check it out, but I was also gonna do some cross promotion stuff, post the episode I did on my my feed, and then if you guys like it, I do really, really implore you to go actually venture over and listen to his podcast, because it's good, man. It's a fellow libertarian. I know I used to talk about it more, but he's a fellow libertarian. I think he's a little more radical than me, which is, you know, at some time surprising, because I don't fit me, I guess, and was just asking great questions. I had a lot of fun doing that. But yeah, Black Helicopter News, I was going to do, you can go check it out, but I was also going to do some cross promotion stuff, post the episode I did on my feed, and then if you guys like it, I do really, really implore you to go actually venture over and listen to his podcast, because it's good, man. It's a fellow libertarian. I know I used to talk about it more, but he's a fellow libertarian. I think he's a little more radical than me, which is, you know, at some time surprising, because I don't feel it, but I think apparently the way I think is surprisingly radical. But yeah, I did that, so you'll see the post of that.